This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, joined by Paul Guansi, former city councilor at large in the city of Beverly, and has announced that he is going to run for mayor. So, Paul Guansi, thanks so much for taking some time to join us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to be on your show, Bill.
Yeah, always good talking with you. And, you know, 20 years on the council, I think I've read in Paul Layton's column in Thursday's paper, 16 years as council president, a couple of different runs. But I guess tell us the decision-making process that leads you to pull papers, as they say, to get ready for a run for mayor.
Well, you know, it's funny, as I graduated from college in 86, my dad asked me to help him out the day after I graduated for the summer. And lo and behold, 37 years, I'm still here. We've had a great run of family business, 53 years. And like I said, I've been running it for almost four decades. And it's gotten to the point where I think that I'm ready for a change. I've always wanted to do work with the city full time, and that job is the mayor. I have a great relationship with most of the city councilors that are sitting on the council right now. I've had tremendous support throughout the years, and it's Mayor Cahill has done a really good job the past 10 years. I was on the council with him for eight of those. As president, working together, I always enjoyed working with him. But I think that now is an opportunity for maybe a little change, a different face running the show, and maybe work on a few things differently than the mayor has.
Paul, is this, if you get elected, are you now saying that you will not serve more than 10 years? Is this what you're saying?
No, I don't think I wouldn't. I don't think that I would serve more than 10 years.
Yeah.
It's. It all depends on how things go. But, 10 years is kind of a benchmark. You had Bill Scanlon got voted out after 10 years, I think, when Mayor Scanlon upset him. And then he came back for 10 years and then decided not to run. And now Mike Cahill's been there for 10 years. Maybe you need a different set of eyes looking at the books. I have the experience of being through 20 budget cycles. I think that I'm good at the business aspect of running the city. I've been able to keep this place afloat for, between my father and I, over five decades. And I have a good sense of people. I know people that are from all different aspects here in the city of Beverly.
Paul, when you left the council, I guess during COVID, I think it was surprised a bunch of people. But you were telling me before we started the interview that it was a stressful time to run a business and try to serve in city government at the same time. Tell us that story.
No, it definitely was. And it's funny. There's a friend of mine, Todd Rotundo, was the Ward 1 city council here in Beverly, and he owns a restaurant also. So he and I actually commiserated during COVID and tried to get through it together. There were so many restrictions placed on the restaurant industry during COVID that you had to be at your establishment a lot more than you had to be in the past. And that's continued to this point right now. And then running the city was really difficult during COVID. I think a lot of people got exhausted from Zoom meetings. I know that I did. You had to make important decisions looking at 8 or 10 or 12 different people on a computer screen. And another thing, you'd have public hearings on the via Zoom. And you'd have people that would, I think that a lot of people said things that they probably wouldn't have said if they were at a public hearing in council chambers at City Hall. So it was a little frustrating at times dealing with people. And it definitely was tough. We didn't meet for 3 months. We didn't meet in March, April, or May when the mayor was trying to construct his fiscal budget. It was just tough all around for everybody and exhausting. And then I found the fact that I was here so much that I didn't have the time and the effort to put into my council work. So I knew that it was a good time to step back from trying to do two things at once.
I do think, Paul, you touch on something that, I'm on a board, if you will, and I think we're going to have our first in-person meeting in May after doing all these Zooms. And I do think someday there'll be a study, maybe someone will do it, on what it means to be on all these Zoom meetings and what we lost or what we gained. You do gain convenience. You don't have to walk into the building. You can do it right from your your office, if you will, or home. But there's something lost. You're absolutely right about that. And as far as a sense of community is concerned.
Well, I'm a people person. I mean, I've been waiting on people, you know, since I was 14 or 15 years old, and I've gotten to know generations of families over the counter. You know, grandparents, you know, great grandparents, parents, kids, their kids. I grew up with the Beverly community. You made so many wonderful friends and acquaintances. And my favorite part of being city council was the fact that you would go to City Hall a couple of times a week, go up and down the hallways, go and talk to all your department heads, or even the secretarial staff, just to check in to see how everybody was doing. And we didn't have that for 18 months, and that was really tough for a lot of us, especially those councils that made it a point to be a presence at City Hall during the week, not just on meeting nights.
Paul, I know you mentioned that, you know, when you hear that you're running for mayor, you think, oh, there's a big difference between Paul Guansey and Mike Cahill. You know, however, in the Salem News story, you know, you guys both said nice things about each other. But I think all that's true. But tell me, what are a couple of things that you, if you were mayor, what might you be doing at this point, if you were in office?
Well, I think we need to, the business community really got whacked during COVID, especially your small businesses up and down Cabot and Rantoul Street. I think that I would try to form a little bit of a closer bond with those establishments to let them know that their concerns are heard. Work a little harder with Beverly Main Streets, who do wonderful work downtown. Be a little more active in the Beverly Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Beverly Chamber of Commerce. I think that I would step back and take a look at how many more people can the city of Beverly accommodate. You know, we've experienced tremendous growth here in the city, and I mean, there were a lot of zoning changes that I was a part of that brought residential development downtown to downtown Beverly, especially around the train station, that transit-oriented development. But we're at a tipping point right now. You know, we were 40,000 people for so many years, and now we're probably closer to 46,000 people. How many more people can the city handle in terms of infrastructure, your police, your fire, your schools? Your schools are getting to the point where they're a little on the overcrowded side. We have to really do a study to see how big we can be as a community in terms of population.
You know, the city, Paul, let's say go back 20 years for sure, and it looked a lot different 20 years ago than it does today. And I mean, in many ways, it looks a lot better today than it did 20 years ago in many areas. But I guess your take on what will it look like in another 20 years from now, that's kind of where you're going, right?
Right. Well, you follow social media and you see people. And most of the time, social media, especially on the group city pages, you hear about Beverly turning into Somerville, or you hear Beverly turning into Cambridge, that it's too crowded and the traffic is too much. And you can see that at times. But you're right. There are a lot of things that are far better now than they were. I'm going to say 25 years ago. Because this real rebirth really started under Mayor Scanlon in the mid-90s, once he got the city's finances under control. You know, our parks got better. We started some important commercial development, of course, down at Cummings Center, but also up at Cherry Hill and by the airport. So there was business growth. But that's when it all started. I think that we really have to see how much bigger can the city of Beverly get.
No, I think fair enough. And the other thing, I guess, looking at again the race for mayor and so on. Where do you think the differences will be between you and Mike Cahill?
It's going to be difficult to differentiate ourselves from each other, I think, because we've always drawn from the same support base. You know, hopefully people understand that I have a really good, solid business background. I've been around a lot. I know people. I've always prided myself on my constituent work. As a city council, you had to do your work. It's not like you were the mayor and you had a constituent service director or somebody like that. I hope to I hope to be like that. I still have kids that are in the Beverly Public Schools, so I understand what's going on in there. You know, we're not, you know, we're not spring chickens, Mayor Cahill and I, but it's really an important election because this year we have some charter questions on the ballot as to whether, one of them is to whether to turn the two-year term for mayor into a four-year term and also to add two more seats to the school committee. We commissioned the Charter Review Commission. We were supposed to do it every 10 years. We got a year behind because of COVID, and the Charter Review Commission worked really hard to come up with things that we might want to do different here in the city of Beverly, and important substantive changes like that need to go to the voters. So I think this election will bring a lot of people out. You have two candidates that won the sitting mayor, who deeply... Beverly, born and bred, has been involved forever, was our state rep, actually ran for state treasurer at one point in his career. And then you have a guy who's been, you know, here in Beverly for over four decades, involved in the community, involved in the business community, helping the schools out whenever we can. It's going to be a tough run for both of us.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, I guess, tell us, if you win, what happens to Super Sub? I think a lot of folks are concerned about this piece, Paul.
Well, I mean, it's nice to have so many people that have supported us for years. I know that I may have told you the story back in the day. It was in 1977, our business burned to the ground. I was 12 years old. I took a ride up with my mother and my siblings and my dad and watched them kick around in the rubble of the fire. And it was a tough time. He didn't know what he was going to do, but he was lucky enough to get a loan at the Old Beverly National Bank. He got a loan on a handshake from then President Larry Smith, and he was able to reopen again in 6 months. And It was a big deal. He was worried about getting his customer base back. The restaurant business was starting to grow here in Beverly. So he had a sale, a buck a sandwich for 4.5 days. He sold 10,000 sandwiches, and his people came back. And I always remembered that. And I knew at some point in my life I would want to come to Beverly and serve. And, you know, that's where we're at. So I have a tremendous staff here. And it might be time for, and I'm very... always been hands-on. It might be time to let it go a bit, step back into the background, and let my full-time staff step up and take the place over.
Paul, I got one story to share with you here. So it was this winter. I'm doing an interview with one of the Endicott College hockey players, not from the North Shore, but obviously attending at Endicott College. And, of course, they had that great NCAA run this year in the tournament in the D3 into the Frozen Four there. I asked him, I thought, well, I'm going to try to come up with an off-the-wall question for him to answer. And I asked him, thinking back to my college days, where do you get the best sub in Beverly? And he answered, Super Sub, just so you know.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. We actually take the Endicott College Gull card, which is their meal card they use on campus. And about 20 years ago, Doc Wiley was the president. He wanted the kids here in Beverly to be more involved in the community. So we went out, he got a third party to come up with this system where they went out to local businesses, the businesses would pay a bit of a fee, and the kids would be able to use their cards downtown, thus enhancing the economy. It's worked out wonderful for us here, as well as, you know, other places around town, Panera Bread, Pride's Deli, and the Farms. So we've had a really great following with Endicott College. I mean, since we opened up, back when it was all girls, if you remember that. And what's funny is what goes around comes around is that my son is graduating high school this year, and he's going to Endicott College to play baseball and study nursing. And I told him, yeah, sure, you can come by Super Sub and use your Gull card.
Better use the card, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you may have to if you're successful this fall. I mean, you never know, right?
Well, hopefully my guys will give him a break.
Exactly. Do you know who I am? Right, there you go.
Yeah, they know him.
Well, Paul, anything else you want to share with us? I appreciate all the time you've given us here, but anything else you want to share about the race for mayor in the city of Beverly?
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting time. You have two really great candidates that have a genuine affection for the city of Beverly. We've both gotten so much out of it. We love the residents, and we may have a little bit of a different way we think that things should move forward. And like I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, that we'll have a big turnout. You have two really good candidates, and you have those ballot questions that could mean a lot to a lot of different people.
You're right. An important election. The primary is in September. The general election, obviously, the first Tuesday, if you will, in November, I guess, right? Second Tuesday. What? No, first.
Yeah, usually the first Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what I thought, first Tuesday. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, my mind scrambled on me here, but which is not unusual. But there you go.
I know, because we're getting old, Bill.
Some of us are older than others, Paul, but thanks for including me in your age bracket. I appreciate that. So. But there he is. Paul, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be in touch as the summer and fall moves on.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, Paul Guansey with us, former city councilor, City of Beverly, and also now candidate for mayor of City of Beverly. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.